Thank you for calling in the Eagle Moss. This is Angela. How can I help you?
Yeah, Angela, I need to check on a reship. So I spoke to Whitney, Supervisor Whitney, on Monday. She said check back on Wednesday, see if this reship has been processed.
Okay. I can help you with that. Let me look at
your... Okay, I got the order number. Well, it's I guess it would be an order number in front of me if you need that.
Okay. Hold on just a second. I need it once I get your account pulled up. Is your phone number in 4138? Is that associated with your order?
Say again?
With your account? The number in 4138. Is
yep,
that associated with your account? Okay.
Yep.
Give me a minute to get the system up. Be about a minute to get your account up, okay? Then we'll go from there. All right, I got the system up. Let's get your account up.
Okay, it's the Discovery Shift subscription order.
Okay, Discovery. Okay, let me write that down. I have you, Mr. Alfredo Cortez.
Yep. Uh-huh.
All right, what's your address?
I just told you the address.
Okay. Oh, that's what you were talking about, 18 Abbott Court?
Well, that's what you asked me for.
Okay. That's why I don't ask for that until I can pull it up.
Okay,
I didn't know
what
you were talking about because I'm just now seeing it. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
I was writing down Alfredo. I was like, what is that? I wrote it down. And I was writing down your name and your last name. Hold on just a second, you said Discovery. What's your account number? Because you have...
Okay, well, this one is 318-312-30 and then 004, Discovery.
Okay, I'm looking dead at it. It's the first one.
Yep, like I say, I spoke to Whitney on Monday because it's been 12 days since it left the first DHL location. And it's still nowhere to be found. And I talked to DHL, and they don't know where the hell it's at. So she put in
reship. All right, why don't you talk to DHL? They have USPS delivering all their items.
Well, I know what they have, but you still the number is not that number is their number.
Oh, okay.
The number you all give for tracking is their number.
Okay, gotcha.
It doesn't matter either way. You know, they get it first. So.
Okay.
And until it gets to the post office, you don't know the U.S. post office has got it. So.
Gotcha. All right, I'm doing a reship.
Well, wait a minute. Okay. Are you doing it? You're looking for it?
Yes.
It was done? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You were gonna say
they sent it out on the. Did you call? What day did you say you called?
All right. What do you want to know? When I spoke to the supervisor?
Yeah.
Okay, Monday.
Okay, because they.
Whitney. I don't know her last name, but Whitney is supervisor.
Okay.
And she said she was going to put it in, but she couldn't. My question to her was, it's three items involved. One that I paid for, two that were free, and all of them have been a problem. Well, two of the three have been a problem for almost over a year now, two of the three items not being in stock or not being available. And I asked her before the reship if she could look and see if these things were available, because if not, there was really no point in doing the reship.
Yeah.
But she couldn't tell me. She said, "Call Wednesday, and they'll be able to tell you."
Yes.
So you're saying what? That the reship was done?
Yes. Yesterday.
Okay. All right. So it was processed, and it was done. Okay. Because I don't have an email yet telling me that it was processed. But all right. Does it show you if it's all three items that were reshipped?
It's all three. Tardigrade figurine,
right.
An ISS Shenzhou
right. Okay.
variant, and a Palana Hoth.
Yeah. Okay, so they definitely got processed, and all three were actually available.
Yes.
That's a miracle and a half. I was waiting to hear. Nope, they're going again, because that's what happened to the one I paid for. That's been over a year since I initially ordered, and it was out of stock. And then it came in, and something screwed up, and it went out 2 days later.
Oh, okay.
Quickly as it got in, it got sold out, or they didn't get too many or whatever, and it went into out-of-stock status again. And a tardigrade figure, a free figure, that's been offered free for a year and a half. Supposedly, they haven't had it. You guys haven't had it for a year and a half, so it finally came in. All right, so now it hasn't shipped yet. It's showing as being in the warehouse at this point. What's the actual status of the reship? Is it waiting to be actually reshipped, or has it actually been reshipped already physically? Can you tell?
No, sir. I can see that.
Okay, what does it tell you that does it actually tell you that all three items were available?
Yes, sir. It says it was sent to the warehouse 4/20/21. The last note I see on here.
Okay. Okay, but I mean, you actually are looking somewhere where it actually tells you that the items were in fact available. I mean,
yes,
they
don't re.
They were.
No, sir, they don't reship unless the items are available. It would have said pending. It would have said reship pending.
Oh, okay,
it reship
so
done
item,
on 4/20.
Just one. Okay, so you have. It's got to be the entire order for it to be reshipped. Correct?
No, sir. It doesn't have to be the entire order.
Well, you just got to saying that they don't reship until they have.
That's
the
not
item.
What. No, sir. That's not what I meant.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, you asked if they were still out of the items. I said it would have said reship pending. It didn't say that. It said item. It said that they reshipped on 4/20. And then I'm looking at the details of your ledger, and it says sent to warehouse 4/20/21.
Okay, so it says, so the way it reads, items reshipped, that is whomever is confirming, that's like the warehouse confirming, or whoever knows whether things are in or out, or available or not, whoever that entity or person may be, that they're saying that indeed all three were available. That's basically what it's telling you.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
It's showing me all three were reshipped on 4/20/21.
Okay.
And it said reshipped sent on 4/20/21. It says sent to warehouse 4/20/21.
Okay.
When it's
all
been
right.
sent to the warehouse, that means they're getting ready to
right.
send it
all
to
right.
you.
All right. Well, then next is so it hasn't actually left yet. That's when I get the email when they actually let it out. That's when I get the email saying it's been reshipped, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, actually, I can send you an email now and tell you that from my computer.
Well, no, because the difference is you're telling me right now that it was sent to the warehouse. That doesn't mean it was actually shipped. That means that the warehouse is going to have the order to actually do it, to actually ship it. Sent to the warehouse doesn't mean shipped. That just means that the warehouse is going to get that order, which supposedly it's all available, and they're going to physically get DHL over there to pick it up. But that hasn't happened yet, because for that to happen, they have to. Once it happens, you get an email, you know, saying that it's shipped, that it actually has shipped. See what I'm saying? Oh, you can email me saying, oh, you can. Only email you could do for me would be to say that the items, the reshipment was processed and the items were available, and it was sent to the warehouse, which I don't need to have an email for that. I can, I'm probably going to just write me a note that, you know, per you, sent to the warehouse on yesterday. Today is the 21st, so that was yesterday. And I spoke to her on the 19th. Now we just got to wait for a warehouse to do their job and, you know, get DHL over to pick it up. But once that happens, then I get the shipment email from them saying your item has actually shipped, or items in this case, your order has reshipped. Right? That's how it works. You still there?
Pretty much.
Okay. So, yeah. So, an email from you doesn't really mean much of anything. I just wanted to verbally confirm or not that the thing was processed and the items were available. That's the main thing I wanted to know.
What's your email address to make sure you have the right email so you can get this information?
Okay, sure. Yeah. I've been with you all for like 7 years, so hopefully you have it right by now. But it's monajcortes@yahoo.com.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Do you have any other questions about your account today?
No, I'm just gonna, give it the rest of the week, I guess. Today is Wednesday. Give it the rest of the week. If I don't see that email, if I don't see that shipping email by Sunday, I'll be calling back to say where's my, you know, what the hell's going on, because I've already waited almost 3 weeks for this. You know, and I know I got at least another 2 weeks before I get it. I've already paid for this thing, you know?
Okay.
So, all right. Well, that tells me what I want to know. Thank you for your help. I'll go ahead and wait for the email. All right, thanks a lot.
Sorry that it took so long, but thank you for calling Eagle Moss.
Okay, bye-bye. All right.